SEN Breakfast. It's time for the adventures of Whippy Watson.
The hype surrounding Whippy Watson was hard to ignore. After news of the carload of media greats heading up to try and break the story got out, the rest of the media pack were getting very restless. Well-known Magpie fan and Channel 9 News host Tony Jones was getting very impatient about the fact that the Pies hadn't made their move. He decided to take matters into his own hands and put a call into Magpie president Eddie Maguire. Hey Ed, Chompers here. I'm wondering why we aren't in the race for this Whippy Watson kid. Eddie politely informed him that he leaves this stuff up to the recruiters. But Eddie, we'll get left behind. You go and do it yourself. Don't be lazy. Eddie was getting very frustrated.
Tony, you got to listen to me, mate. We are in it together.
Oh, I can see the back page of the Herald Sun now, Eddie. Magpies, you snooze, you lose.
You're not listening to me, Tony. You're trying to get a headline.
CJ was relentless. He kept peppering Eddie. Why aren't we up there? Essendon had been on this for days. Even bloody Warwick Capper was on the job. Eddie had had enough.
Tony, you want to hear what the answer is, or do you want to keep asking questions?
No. TJ couldn't help himself. Just one answer would be enough. I think this 13-year-old kid will be a superstar, and when he retires, he'll become a bigger media megastar than you, and that's why you won't recruit him. Eddie exploded. His head turned a ferocious shade of purple.
Don't wind me up when you were the smart-ass last line, okay?
He slammed down the phone. Chastened and shocked, Tony Jones packed his bags, muttering to himself, knowing my luck, I'll end up the best bloody sports newsreader in the business.
The thought just occurred to me just then. I know a lot about a lot of things.
Tony Jones decided to tear himself up and have a little get-together at his house later that night. As he was leaving, he bumped into Rebecca Judd.
You should come round for a barbie.
No, thanks.
It wasn't a great day for old choppers. Eddie, meanwhile, was stewing over the call. He decided he had to make a move. We've got to keep this very basic and simple. We don't want to confuse the young kid. We'll keep it really uncomplicated so young Whippy knows exactly what we're saying to him. He picked up the phone and explained exactly that point to his number one recruiting man. Now, listen. Above all else, these are just basic country folk. So plain English, easy to understand, and under no circumstances can we confuse him and his family. Have you got it? Got it, said his recruiter. Okay, said Ed. Give us the first thing you're going to say to young Whippy. Why should he sign with Collingwood?
They're pretty straight to the word. They don't talk a lot of smoke and shadows behind the windows.
What hope have we got? Eddie slammed down the phone. Will the Magpies gather themselves and get in the race for young Whippy Watson?